For some folks, the word funner is like nails on a chalkboard.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, and we're hearing funner and funnest more and more, from Legally Blonde to the iPod ad. It drives me nuts.
Oh my gosh, Warner, it's going to be so great. I'm planning this great mixer. You totally have to help me. I'm thinking like a luau or maybe like casino night. This is going to be just like senior year, except for funner.
Why do people say funner?
Well, you're not alone in the fact that it drives you nuts. But what's happening here is that younger speakers are just trying to make fun behave like any other one-syllable adjective.
Why is it different than any other adjective?
Well, it's different because it's really new, and I think people don't realize how new it is as an adjective. It's been a noun since the 1700s, but it has only become an adjective in the second half of the 20th century. And so what younger speakers are doing is trying to make it regular. And one-syllable adjectives usually take ER, EST, so tall, taller, tallest. Therefore, fun, funner, funnest. If it's three syllables or more, you'd use more and most. So beautiful, more beautiful, most beautiful. So when kids hear fun and they figure out that it's now an adjective, they want to make it behave like any other one-syllable adjective. So they say, oh, it's funner, or it's the funnest thing I ever did. And it'll only change if an adult says, no, no, don't say funner, say more fun.
I'm thinking teachers.
Teachers, parents, other people who don't like funner.
Still makes me crazy. And why is it that funnest doesn't sound as bad as funner?
You know, I'm really not sure about that. Students have gone out and done informal polls, and it's clear that funnest is not as stigmatized, that people think that one's maybe okay. So I think what might happen is that funnest will become accepted first, and the iPod commercial certainly doesn't hurt. And then funner will get accepted in its wake.
Will it become the norm, or are we just going to get used to this?
If I had to guess, I would say yes, that you're hearing younger speakers do this more and more. And this is often what happens, that at first it drives people crazy if they notice it, and then slowly but surely people start to get used to it. And the people who don't like it tend to be older speakers. And once we're gone, the younger speakers can keep doing what they're doing.
Well, this is one of the funnest subjects we've ever covered here. Thanks a lot, Anne.
Well, more fun to follow.